In the meal verse, we recite to experience the natural order of mind, we must be aware of our greed. We must be aware of our anger. We must be aware of our delusions. Be aware means simply to notice when these arise, to notice when we are indulging in them, believing them, not just during the meal gatha, but throughout our life. Our practice is to be the natural order of life, the natural order of mind, of life, body, mind, universe. And it's not the arising of greed, anger, delusions, ignorance that's the problem. They're another part of our natural life, except when we hold on to them, live them out, act them out, believe them, which we do. Greed is another form of likes and dislikes that we entangle in. Perfect way knows no difficulty. The perfect natural order of what our life is not difficult. But our picking and choosing our likes and dislikes, our holding on to them and acting them out, believing them as the story about what she is and what he is and what I am and what I'm not. And we see that all the time. We see that if we're attentive for ourselves, we might, so to speak, see it for others, but that's their business, their practice, their life, except to the extent that we buy into it. We buy into likes and dislikes, and then we miss how near the truth is. We buy in, as the Buddha says, adding on, because of, therefore, therein, thereby, to our hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, cognizing. We add that on almost automatically, and we don't notice it. See, if we added them on, if they came up and then disappeared, it would be no big deal for us. But we make trouble if we don't see it. We make more trouble if we believe it and act it out. And that's our only task throughout the day of practice, to confuse the natural order of life, of our life, which is nothing but the life of the universe, the life of the Buddha. And nothing but form is empty. Empty is form. Nothing but relieving our suffering, so to speak, and the suffering and harming of others. Or at least to notice where the story about I like, I don't like, he is, she isn't, she should be, gets believed. It's coming up isn't your choice. It's just the functioning of the body, mind, life that you, I, and we each are in our own particular way. The particularities are our life opportunities, are the opportunity of the bodhisattva that we are to see what's so, to be the natural order. So you have to be persistent. But persistence is only right now. The persistence of right now, beginner's mind. Right now, appreciating this life the way it is, and then seeing what to do, what's called for. And it is, includes greed and anger arising, beginningless greed and anger, we say in the Gatha of Atonement, beginningless, because you don't have to figure out where it came from and where it is going, why it appeared now, but simply to notice that it appeared, whether we taste, feel it in our mouth, taste it, sense it in our hearing and interpretation of what we hear or what we see or don't see or feel or don't feel. That's wandering off from fundamental Buddha that we are. Not knowing how near the truth is, we seek it far away. See? Then we miss this life that we are. Instead, it becomes a self nature of what I am or what I'm not, and what he is and what she is. So our opportunity is to be aware of our greed when that comes up. Not to be aware to judge it, no problem. It just comes up, just like a wind blows. It's to be the emptiness of the five conditions, as the Heart Sutra states. Then we could relieve harming and suffering, our own and others, if we see it for what it is. Instead, often we believe the greed and anger, whether it's for someone else or for ourselves, and we act on it. So, our practice is being the natural order of this moment. This moment, taking care to nurture this Buddha life, this bodhisattva functioning that we are. And how do we take care of it? Well, one part is to notice when our experiencing is being covered over by our likes and dislikes, clinging, our greed, anger, whatever you call it, beliefs, delusions, doesn't matter. Those are big, fancy words, and those words aren't important. What's important is the particular of this moment. How come he got that? I didn't get it. I should have had more of that. Oh, she always says that. Or, you know, of memories of all sorts, or fears of all sorts. All the particulars are our practice opportunity right now. Our practice opportunity right now. To be the natural order. The natural order, which is, of course, always changing, but it's the natural order of the universe called the bodhisattva life that we are. The primarily Buddha life that we are. So I encourage you to be present, be aware when these things arise. Don't have to go figure out from where or why, much less judge. This shouldn't happen. simply be present, be this moment awareness in your zazen, in your life practice activities, whether walking or standing or sitting, listening, speaking, eating, preparing, sweeping up, chopping vegetables, all the activities, driving on the highway, sitting in the bus as you're traveling, riding your bike, talking and listening. All of these are the opportunities of natural mind, the natural Buddha that we are, to be the natural order of mind, natural order of life. Simply be as you are and notice, be aware of where and how you entangle. Then that's the wonderful opportunity to release the entanglement and be what you always, who you always are, and who is always in front of you. Myriad bodhisattvas in many realms, in many forms. Thank you.